This is Joy Rowland, and you are listening to the Empowered Wealthy Women podcast. This is episode number 44. We know we don't get the how until we get there. Welcome to Empowered Wealthy Women, a podcast for ambitious women who want to build wealth. You'll learn how to finally fix your relationship with money, increase your net worth, and make more money. Ladies, it's time to create a life of abundance, wealth, empowerment, and joy. Ready? Let's go! Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode number 44 of the Empowered Wealthy Women podcast. I hope you're doing well. As always, I hope you and your family are doing great. Wherever you're tuning in from, I'm very excited that you are here. Now, I've had a fantastic week. I had the privilege to have some conversations with some incredible women, and I just got away with a lot of ideas for my business. So I'm super pumped. I'm taking action. I'm taking massive action, and I'm seeing results. So I hope you are too in your business. I hope you are taking action. I hope you are taking massive action. So although my week has been very successful, I realize that I've been very introspective. I've been thinking a lot about life, about all of the things we experience as human beings. And I just wanted to share some thoughts with you before I dive into today's episode. So it baffles me that humanity is going the way it's going. I just feel like human life is not as highly valuable or highly valued as it used to be. It seems to me like the death of a human being doesn't shock people anymore. It almost feels like human life has become like a chicken's life. And I say this because of all of the ill, all of the wars that are going on in the world right now. The war in Gaza, Ukraine, South Sudan, Haiti, many, many places that people are just dying needlessly. And it breaks my heart. It breaks my heart to see the pain that mothers are going through in the world. And at first, I used to just cry, like actually cry and bawl my eyes out. And then I decided not to listen to the news anymore. But we are human beings, right? Like somehow the news will find itself to you. And you hear of all of this heartbreak going on in the world. And so it got me thinking, if I, who is a third party in all of these things, I'm struggling with processing everything that is going on, I'm heartbroken, I cannot imagine the pain and suffering that the people who are actually living this nightmare are going through. Right? And it breaks my heart terribly. And I wish I had a magic wand to just make everything okay. But I don't. And all I can do is pray. All I can do is hope that we as human beings will find our way back to love. Love, like genuine love for each other. Because at the end of the day, if we care to acknowledge, we have a lot more in common than we have differences. And many of the politicians, many of the people in places of authority take advantage of our differences. They highlight our differences to stoke anger, right? I would have imagined if I was in a place of authority, if I was in a political position, I would want to unite human beings, right? I wouldn't want to make glare the differences between human beings so that we hate each other more. It seems like politicians, in order to win a campaign, they put fire, they put gas on our differences, and they make people get angry, and they make people hate each other even more. And then the other thing I think of is greed. Human beings have become so greedy, right? Someone else's property, someone else's land, you go and you claim it. Another person's country, you go and you claim it because you feel like that land belongs to you. It's just greed. And then when you look at life, life is so fragile. When we die, we go with nothing. You know? So I cannot wrap my head around what these people hope to gain. Like, from the point of view of when you die, it's all gone. You don't go with anything from this world. So why would anyone want to cause so much pain and suffering to another human being? And the part that really, really breaks my heart is the people living this trauma right now, their children are going to grow up and even become more extremist. Yes. Because when these children see their mothers in pain, when these children see their fathers being killed, inevitably, they're going to be angry. They're going to grow up angry human beings. And like the other day, I was telling my daughter, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for bringing you into this world. I just wanted to share. And I think what my takeaway is from all of these things is to try my best in my own very little way to add some good into the world in any way possible, to make someone smile, because I feel like the world right now is bleeding. We're bleeding hard. So my takeaway is, every day I wake up, I ask myself, how can I make someone smile today? How can I make someone happy today? And so you may be suffering right now. You may have family in all of these war-torn areas suffering right now. All I can offer is a virtual hug. I promise you I'm praying for you. And I just hope that all of these wars come to an end and we somehow find a place in our hearts to love each other more. So that's my reflection for this week. Today's episode, we are talking about the fact that we don't know the how until we get there. Now, this is step 7 in our 12 steps. So we are going through a series of 12 things that empowered wealthy women know. And of these 12 things, I've adapted 10 from my mentor, who has a course called The Possibility Formula. And in that course, she talks about what successful women know. And I have added 2 of my own just to make it like more complete for me. So if you're just joining this episode for the first time, welcome. I'll run through the 12 steps. But when you're done with this episode, I encourage you to go back and listen to all previous 6 steps to gain perspective on where we are coming from. So these are the 12 steps. Number 1, we know we have to teach ourselves what's possible. 2, we know the difference between success, happiness, and being a good person. 3, we know that creating value is what creates money, and we know how to create value. 4, we know that extraordinary success includes lots and lots of money. 5, we know that life is 50-50. 6, we know failure is the price of success. 7, we know we don't get the how until we get there. 8, we know it's not better there than here. 9, we know we are already 100% worthy. We are not trying to make money to prove our worth. We are already worthy. 10, we know it's hard and we can do hard things. 11, we prioritize self-care because we know health is very important. Without health, we have nothing. 12, we know we deserve love and we are empowered to only be in loving relationships. Abuse is intolerated. So, Today, I want to talk to you about the fact that we don't know the how until we get there. And what this means is that when you set a goal, especially when it comes to business, you don't know how you're going to reach that goal at the beginning until you've actually reached the goal. This is very important because many of us, when we set a goal, we want to figure out how we are going to get the goal before we actually believe in the goal. But this is having it twisted. It's the opposite. Because there is no way for you to know the how. Here's an example. When I first came as an immigrant, I came with no money, very, very little English at age 25. If you had asked me at the time I came, Joy, how are you going to make $380,000 in one single year? I would have told you, I don't know. I don't know, because when I came, I had no clue. I had to figure things out on the way. I had to try different things. Many things failed. But finally, I found success. So, my goal is to make $1 million working as a money coach. So, when I set that goal of $1 million, I had no clue how I would get $1 million. But when I get to that goal, you can ask me and I'll tell you exactly how now, if you came to me and said, Joy, how can you make $380,000 in 1 year? I would tell you, because now I have done it. I know the how now for that goal. So as you set your business goal, release the urge to determine the how upfront. Now, my coach talks about the scientific method. And I'm going to give you an overview of the scientific method. This is everything you need to create success. It works 100% of the time. Completely, it works. Confirmed, it works. It's a scientific method. And this is how it works. Step one, you decide what you want. Step two, you make an educated guess at how. Step three, you try that educated guess. Step four, you look at the data objectively. Step five, if it works, do it again. If it doesn't work, go back to step number two. Six, repeat. So this is an example of how the scientific method works. So I have a goal of $1 million. So that's step one. I decide what I want. I want $1 million in 12 months. That's my goal. Step two, I make an educated guess at how. So I think to myself, okay, what have I tried in the past? Well, I could do Instagram posts. I could go live on Instagram every day to make offers. So that's an educated guess. That's one strategy. Step three is to try that strategy. So I go ahead and I go live on Instagram every day. I make offers. Step four, look at the data objectively. So now I'll analyze all of the things I've done on Instagram and then decide based on the number of clients I get. Step five is, if it works, do it again. If it doesn't, go back to step number two, which is make another educated guess. And then you repeat. You repeat the process over and over again. If you find success, you repeat over and over again. If you do not find success, you learn from the failure of that strategy and you go back to step number two and make an educated guess. This is a scientific method and it works 100% of the time. If you think about all of the amazing things we have right now in the world, people who invented new things, they never knew exactly how they were going to get to their goal when they set the goal. For example, when Thomas Edison decided to create the electric bulb, He knew what he wanted. He had a vision of what he wanted. He created a vision in his imagination. And then he started to make educated guesses. And we know he tried 10,000 times before he finally figured it out. So he kept making guesses after guesses after guesses. And then he finally found the answer. So this is exactly how you need to approach your journey as a businesswoman. You need to take massive action and make educated guesses along the way. So massive action, if this is the first time you're hearing me talk about massive action, this is the definition of massive action. Massive action is taking action until you get the results you want. So if you bought a business program and let's say the business coach told you that you need to run Facebook ads to a freebie in order to get leads for your business, right? Maybe that's what that coach taught you. If you tried it and it didn't work, if you were fixated on that business coach and his or her methods, you are going to give up. You are going to say, Facebook ads do not work, right? Because you tried Facebook ads and they didn't work. This is completely different from massive action. You keep taking the action, you keep trying new things until you find what works. This is why the scientific method works 100% of the time. You are not fixated on someone else's methods, because if Facebook ads worked for that business coach, let's say 5 years ago, and somehow maybe it's not working now, if you followed just their blueprint, you're going to give up. So the best way to create success in business is to leverage your brain. Is to leverage your own human ingenuity. You are not relying on anybody else. You are asking your brain the right questions. So it comes up with ideas for you to try. Okay? Now, I want to touch on something, because very, very easily, business women get overwhelmed. They get frustrated and they're not seeing results quickly. And they start to experience imposter syndrome, limiting beliefs. Now, someone asked me last week, how do you keep momentum going? How do you make sure you don't fall off the wagon? How do you make sure you don't take your feet off the gas in your business? And this is the response I gave. One, if you take your eyes off the goal, you're going to get discouraged. So imagine a horse in a race, and the horse is running, and then the horse is looking left, right, and center. The horse is going to get distracted. But if the horse has blinders on and just keeps his or her eye on the finish line, chances are he's going to go full throttle. This is exactly how it works with entrepreneurship. You have to keep your eyes on the goal. Why are you doing this? Why do you want to create wealth? Why do you want to be rich? Have that picture in your mind as you take action. The second point I gave this lady who asked me the question about how to keep momentum going is, I said, you have to have the feeling of obligation. So, I personally have the feeling of obligation to my clients. I have an obligation to the woman who is struggling. So this obligation will keep me going. This obligation will keep me motivated. When I think of giving up, I think of the woman who is struggling in her business, the woman who is struggling with imposter syndrome, the woman who is struggling with limiting beliefs, the woman who is afraid to take action, the woman who wants to be more visible in her business, who wants to make more sales, who wants to get wealthy. So I say to myself, if I stay in my overwhelm, if I stay in my limiting beliefs and my imposter syndrome, then I'm robbing that person of the opportunity for them to make wealth in their business. So that sense of obligation keeps me going because I know that people will find what I offer very, very valuable. So I want you to think about how you can create a feeling of obligation for yourself. Think about your offer. Think about your potential clients. If you don't take action, then you're robbing the world of your genius. The world will not get to know and experience the skills, the value you have to give. And those skills and experience are unique to you because there is just one you in the whole world. So sometimes people tell me, oh, there are so many people doing what I'm doing, and that makes them want to give up. But I want you to think about this. There is no person in the world that is exactly you. So let's say you are a weight coach, you help people with weight loss. And there are many weight loss coaches all over the place. But I want you to think about this. You are unique in what you offer because your methods are unique to you. Even if you use the same method as someone else, your own unique skill and experience merged with that method will create a unique client experience for your clients. So I want you to see your offer as extremely valuable and I want you to take action. So this week, this is your assignment. I want you to think of how you can generate the feeling of obligation. I want you to take a notepad and I want you to describe your avatar. I want you to describe the woman you serve. So this week, I actually spent time describing my woman. She's called Emily. And I'm going to go to my notes and I'm going to read to you what I wrote about Emily. It's a good thing to give your avatar a name because it just makes you have that human connection to the woman you serve. So this is my woman. Her name is Emily. She owns a business but is overwhelmed and discouraged. She's overwhelmed and discouraged because there is so much to do. Her to-do list is so long that she gives up altogether. She's one leg in and one leg out in her business. She doubts herself. She has imposter syndrome. She doesn't feel good enough. She procrastinates. She's overwhelmed. She has limiting beliefs holding her back. She's not making the kind of money she wants to make. She's an under-earner. Her life is chaotic. She's not happy. She feels like life is passing her by and she feels like she isn't accomplishing as much as she'd like to. So this is the woman I serve. I want you to write out your avatar, describe your avatar, and always go back to this avatar when you feel discouraged. Okay? So that's your assignment for this week. That's all for today, my friend. I hope you have a fantastic new week ahead. Hey, very quickly before you go, if you are ready to finally fix your relationship with money, increase your net worth, and make more money, then I invite you to my one-on-one private coaching program. This is where you learn how to take control of your money and build wealth. To get started, book a free intro call with me. The link is in the show notes. I'll see you there. Bye-bye.